Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, committee members, for allowing us to appear before you this morning. Local control. That's what we're talking about here. Local control. In 1938, City of Milwaukee passed an ordinance that required citizens, residents of the City of Milwaukee, who wanted to get hired by the city, in other words, employees of the city, to be residents of the City of Milwaukee. Simple bill, 1938. We had mayoral elections, aldermanic elections in 1940, 44, 48, 52, 56, all the way through. Over 70 years, we have had local decision makers who have looked at this issue. And time again, they have decided, based on the wishes of their constituents, that we should retain this rule. And I've had people say to me, you mean I have to live in the city? And my response is, no, you get to live in the city. You get to live in the city that gives you a very good middle-class job with wonderful health care benefits and with wonderful pension. We know about both of those because they've been in the news recently. But that's what you get. So why are we now sitting here with the legislature deciding not throughout the entire state, not dealing with a state residency requirement for state workers, because that's not what's before us today, and there is a state residency requirement for state workers. We're not dealing with residency requirements for counties and municipalities throughout the state. We're not dealing with them. We're not even dealing with an ordinance dealing or a state law dealing with Milwaukee County, which has a residency requirement. No, instead, it's let's focus only on the city of Milwaukee. And let's not even have it apply to all employees. Let's just go for the police and fire. Those employees that we want to have close to emergencies, those employees that we need to have as part of our community. So what's going on here? Why do we have this attack on local control? Well, I think it has to do with the fact that you have people from outside the city of Milwaukee who have decided that they want to control the city of Milwaukee. And that, again, runs counter to local control. We have five alderpersons here with me today. Every one of the alderpersons for the city of Milwaukee has come out against this bill. Every single one of them. And this is a group of people that don't agree on the day of the week. But they agree that this is an issue of local control. We do not need the state to come in and dictate to the city of Milwaukee on this issue. So then the next question is, well, what's the problem we're trying to deal with here? Let's get real. What's the problem? Are we having difficulty filling these jobs in the Milwaukee Police Department and the Milwaukee Fire Department? And the answer is a resounding, resounding no. In the last effort for police recruitment, we had over 3,500 people who applied to be police officers for the city of Milwaukee. 3,500 people who applied to be police officers for the city of Milwaukee, knowing that a condition of employment was that you would be a resident of the city of Milwaukee. So there's obviously no question that we can get adequate police officers to do the job. But for the fire department, the numbers are even more amazing. For the fire department, we have over 5,700 people who have applied to be firefighters in the city of Milwaukee in our last recruiting effort. 5,700. So I don't want, if somebody doesn't want to live in the city, frankly, let them go. Because there's 3,500 police officers that are willing to take their place. 3,500 people who want to be police officers who are willing to take their place if it is so bad to live in the city of Milwaukee and they want to move out. And there are 5,700 people that are willing to take this job if you're a firefighter and you're willing to move out. So there's no problem in filling these positions. But then let's talk about the turnover rate. This is so bad, according to the proponents of this bill, that people want to leave the city who work for the police department and the fire department. Let's look at the numbers for last year. There's approximately 1,900 police officers in the city of Milwaukee. Last year, 13 of them voluntarily separated from the city of Milwaukee police department. Where's the problem? Where's the problem? If it's so bad, why aren't they quitting? Let's look at the fire department. It's even more amazing when you look at those statistics. There are approximately 870 firefighters. Do you know how many firefighters voluntarily left the fire department last year? Two. So you have people saying that this is a horrible place to live. I don't want to be here. Two people Two people quit their job over 850. That's what we're talking about here. Again, if you don't want to be here, God bless you. You can go to another community. But you knew when you took this job that a condition of employment was that you would reside in the city. So why are we so worked up? What's the issue here? Well, the issue is on many different fronts. Let's talk about the nature of this city. And you had the previous speaker talking about the decline of Milwaukee. Do we house 73% of the low-income people in southeastern Wisconsin? Yes, we do. The city of Milwaukee is the home of 73% of the low-income people in southeastern Wisconsin, and we take that role responsibly. But for this city to thrive, and it will thrive, and it has thrived, and it's not the Detroit, and as long as those of us who are in office in the city of Milwaukee right now are there, it's not going to become Detroit. But I don't want this state legislature to come in and do what the state legislature did to Detroit. In 1999, the state legislature in Michigan passed a law that eliminated the residency requirements. Here we are, 12 years later, 53% of the police officers of Detroit no longer live in that city. And it's not just Detroit. You can look at Toledo. 2009, that residency requirement was repealed. 24% now live outside the city. Minneapolis, repealed in 1999, 70% now live outside the city. Baltimore, 1995, 60% of public employees now live outside the city. Senator Vukmir talked about the decline in population. Again, let's get real here. What was the decline of the population of the city of Milwaukee over the last 10 years? 0.4%. 0.4% was the decline in the city of Milwaukee, much smaller than the decline in Racine, with all due respect. So we went from 596,000 to 594,000. And you look at Detroit, you look at Cleveland, you look at Pittsburgh, you look at St. Louis, you look at Chicago. And the losses in their population are much larger than the losses in population in the city of Milwaukee. Why? Because we've maintained a balance in our city that we're working hard to maintain. Property values. The argument is somebody is going to buy that house. That's like saying, well, if I cancel my newspaper subscription because I don't like the paper, somebody else is going to buy that newspaper. Well, let's look at what's happened over the last 10 years with newspaper subscriptions. They've dropped because fewer people are buying them. Houses are the same way. But this is where we get to the middle class of the city of Milwaukee. In the city of Milwaukee, 91.1% of sworn fire and police employees live in owner-occupied residence. They are Milwaukee's homeowners. 71% of all city residential properties are homeowner-occupied, so it's a full 20% higher. That maintains the middle class. When you look at property values, the average residential home value in the city of Milwaukee is $123,000. The average value of a home of a sworn fire and police employee is $166,000. Again, $43,000 above the norm for the city. So for those police and fire who are planning on moving, you better move fast, because what you are doing is you are driving down the property values of your neighbors, because that's what's going to happen if 53% of the people move out. So there are many, many, many reasons why this does not need to be decided by this legislature. If people in the city of Milwaukee are unhappy with me, or the aldermen who have voted for this, then we should deal with it there. But there's one final issue, and that's the issue of collective bargaining. I believe in collective bargaining. This issue has come before collective bargaining not once, not twice, not three times, but four times. And each time the arbitrator, and there have been different unions, different groups that have brought it forth, has said that the offer from those employees was not great enough to warrant the removal of this residency requirement. So what is this legislature planning on doing? Clearly, what that means is the residency requirement for the police officers and firefighters has an economic value, and you are going to give it to them for nothing. You are going to give it to them for nothing. That is wrong. It should be done through collective bargaining. And will we drive a hard bargain? You bet your life we're going to drive a hard bargain, because I think you can tell from the tone of my voice, I think that this is imperative that we have this for the city of Milwaukee moving forward. But if they want to come in and offer a lot, then we'll listen. But I've never seen it. It's been a little bit here, a little bit there. But this goes to the core of making sure that Milwaukee does not become Detroit. And I'm not concerned that it will if we are allowed to deal with this issue and not have the legislature interfere. Thank you very much.